Yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing I was thinking about is even in your own native language, like you can perfectly communicate, you can say things the right way, but if someone tells you to explain a rule, you need 15, 20 minutes to come up with some made-up explanation. The good news for me is you can actually think, like as an adult, we're used to paying attention to words and so on, but you can change that. And what I mean by that is I've talked about it many times, but when I came across crashing theories and comprehensible input and so on, I started my project. I was totally convinced by it. But even then, even after a couple of years with my project, I would watch a series in a language I heard totally comfortable with, like English, Portuguese, Italian. I understood everything, but I was still paying attention to specific words. Like,
Yeah.
what did that character say? Did he use this word or that word? You know what I mean? Because it takes time to change that, because we've,
Of course.
that's what we've done our entire lives,
Yeah.
right? But little by little, I've changed that. And now I can, whatever the language I'm listening to, I'm totally relaxed. I'm trying to understand what's going on. I don't care whether they're using said or half said, whatever it is. And
Yeah.
not only is that helping me even more, but I'm enjoying it so much more. Like just the series, because I remember actually watching the series and like trying to pay too much conscious attention to it,
Yeah.
first thing. And so even if the default for most people is to pay attention to it, because again, that's normal. I perfectly understand, but you can change that. That's the message that I want to convey here, right?
But as a translator, of course, I'm kind of from English to Turkish. Of course, if you think in terms of the effective filter, then this attitude that you're talking about, I've also just found this myself. So maybe a Turk would correct my work and say, well, that's not natural. And I would have this feeling of anxiety. Like, why isn't it? What rule? How could I have known this? And the point is, at that point, I hadn't had enough input to know that. That's all it was. And then, after a few more years, I could turn around and look at, oh yes, of course, yes, they're quite right. I couldn't explain it, but I had the input. And also, I think the effective filter is very important. You have to have the right attitude towards the conscious knowledge you have of a language. It's like the I like to use the map territory concept. So if you're moving to a new place, you can try to study the map beforehand. Maybe you're very good with maps, maybe you're not. No matter what, the map is not the place. It does not take the place of where you're going. It will be wrong, it will be incomplete, and it will not tell you everything. It cannot tell you everything. You get there, whether you are good with maps or not. The more time you spend in that place, the more you will get used to where everything is, and you'll find your way no problem. So you're spending time in the territory, right? But with this conscious knowledge you have of the language, it's a map. It is not the language, it's not the real thing. It's a map to the language, and the language is this we strange subconscious thing that we can't quite describe. Again, making peace with that is maybe difficult, but once you do, it means that you have a healthy relationship with grammar. It's like grammar maybe will help you, maybe not. Sometimes there are going to be exceptions, maybe it's going to be wrong, but you have to trust what native speakers say. If this is what native speakers are saying, it's correct. End of story, end of conversation. It's like, don't care what your grammar book says. It means that the map was very useful, but now you found the weakness of the map, right? There is a street here. The map says there's no street, but there is a street. Okay, there is a street.
And there's a tree in the middle, and
Oh yeah, exactly.
If you're looking at the map, you just go straight into it.
Right. It's like, but this is how people treat grammar. It's like the grammar says that there is no tree, so I will drive into the tree.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You hit your head and let's try again.
Yeah.
And the funny thing I was thinking about is even in your own native language, like you can perfectly communicate, you can say things the right way, but if someone tells you to explain a rule, you need 15, 20 minutes to come up with some made up explanation. Because I remember when I started, there was a girl from India that she was studying to become a Spanish teacher in India. So, you know, you can imagine what the university course was about, you know, the subjunctive, all the.
Yeah, of course.
But she would ask me some questions. I would have to think about it for a while, then come up with some weird made up explanation by myself. And I'm a teacher. I'm not just like a regular citizen when it comes to the language.
It's right. Yes. You know your stuff.
Yeah. So it just doesn't make any sense to try to learn it consciously.
Right.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. And if that's the case, here you can find the whole interview in which we talked about plenty more things related to how languages are actually acquired. And finally, right here, you can smash this guy in the face to subscribe to my channel. And I really appreciate that right hook. Bye-bye.